Hi, this is Jay Sherbrooke Dio, family physician and diabetologist at Touro University, California. We'll continue our series on practical use of insulin in primary care. Today, I'm happy to have my colleague, Kim Pfotenhauer, DO, assistant professor in the primary care department at Touro University, California. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So, you know, I think when we think about writing prescriptions, prescriptions are kind of something we do all day, every day, but writing a prescription for insulin in many ways is much harder than writing a prescription for a tablet or a pill. And in fact, I think pharmacists tell us all the time that they're one of the most common things that get sent back because they're not written correctly or they're written incompletely. So I'd like to talk a little bit about best practices in prescription writing for insulin today. So when you're writing a prescription for insulin, how do you start? What do you consider?
Well, I think one of the first things that you have to consider is what the dose of the insulin is going to be. And so we have to think about several things. You have to think about the concentration of the insulin that we're using and how that is dosed in a pen or a vial. So for instance, if a patient is using about 10 units in the evening, we know that in a pen, there's 100 units per ml and there's 3 milliliters in each pen. So if they're using 10 units in the evening, we have to calculate that monthly dose at about 300 units, which would be one pen. Similarly, for vials, we could do the same thing, but with vials, it has 10 milliliters instead of 3 milliliters. So we want to calculate that dose either by 1 month or by 3 months.
Boy, so that will be means we have to use math. Math can be hard for some people.
Absolutely. I think just getting used to and getting more comfortable with doing that math is really important as physicians.
Okay, and I think that's very well taken. If we're going to write a medicine, we need to write it correctly. So you said we need to know the dose of insulin we're going to take. Of course, we're going to write for the number of days. What other things need to go in that prescription?
So we need to include several things. We have to include, of course, the concentration of the insulin and the dose they're going to take, how they're going to take it, inject subcutaneously. And then it's also important to include the diagnosis on the script for a lot of insurance purposes.
Okay, really good point. So they want to know why the person's taking it. They want to know how much they're taking. How about the time of the day? Do you include that in your prescription?
Absolutely. So most insulin, long-acting insulin is dosed in the evening, but it can also be dosed in the morning. We just want to include that it's just once a day.
Okay, that's a really important point because some insulins are more than once a day.
Correct. So if you're dosing it at more than once a day, then you have to, again, do some more math and calculate the total daily dose and how that daily dose will translate into pens or vials.
Okay. And do you use pens and vials as part of your prescription?
Absolutely. So the pharmacist will need to know what kind of insulin to fill. And so I'll put the concentration of the dose and then the number of pens or vials, how they would come.
Okay. Boy, so that means we have to think about a lot of things. We need to add a diagnosis. We need to add a daily dose. We need to add the time. We need to add whether those vials or pens. And then we actually have to know how many of those vials or pens we're writing for.
Correct. If you do it more often, it becomes a little bit easier knowing that there's 300 units per pen, so you can calculate a monthly dose easily, and 5 pens per box. And so you can also write in the number of boxes versus the number total units.
Yeah, and I think that our EMRs have really helped with that, that you could write as a single pen or you could write as a box. Now, I'm a simple guy, so you can tell me if my math is right. So I like the math, but I think that it's hard for me to think quick. So sometimes I might say for every 30 units per day of an insulin, that's equal to one vial per month. Now, that's not exact. That's about 900 something, but it gives you an estimate. And then for every 45 units you use per day, that's about one box of 5 pens. And so I will very quickly add up my vials or pens based upon those numbers. That sound okay?
Yep, that sounds great.
Okay. So then the other thing is that pens and vials come with different supplies, and we have to write for supplies when we write for insulin. Tell me a little bit about more what else we have to write for.
So other things we want to definitely include would be a meter, and then we need strips to go with that meter. We want patients to be able to check their blood sugars before they take their insulin if it's short-acting, or, of course, if they're feeling hypoglycemic. and the strips along with that. And then the lancets are the part to poke your finger to get the blood for the strips. We can also include alcohol prep pads. Most insurance companies will cover those, both for using the lancets and for when they're injecting insulin. And then if we're writing for pens, there comes with a specific pen needle. And if we're writing for vials, it comes with specific insulin syringes, or we need to write for specific insulin syringes. And those come in different doses. They can come in 30 units, 50 units, or 100 units. And then we have to think about what the patient is going to do with those sharps afterwards. So some insurance companies will cover a sharps container, and you can write for that. If they're not able to get a sharps container, other things they can use, they can buy a sharps container over the counter, or they can use something around the house, such as a detergent, an empty detergent container, an empty coffee can, or an empty milk jug.
Wow. Okay, so now it's more complicated. So we have to have something to put the sharps in, alcohol swabs, lancets, test strips, and some needle device, whether it's a syringe or a pen needle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you talked about earlier about the strips being so important. People should always check their sugar before they take an injection of insulin. So I like you matching the strips up with the insulin dosing.
Yeah, I think the other thing that's important when you're writing scripts for all of the other supplies is to not just write "use as directed." That will often get sent back to you. Instead, be very specific about how often you want them to test. And so for strips, you can say test up to 3 times a day or if symptomatic, which gives them a little bit of leeway and you get a little bit of extra strips per month.
Good point. So the last question I have for you is, you know, when we're writing insulin, sometimes I'm writing for a mealtime insulin, and they might have different doses at each meal. Sometimes I'll have to take a correction. How do I put that on the script?
So it's important when you're doing that on the script is to actually write it on the script. So you write down their base dose, whatever that may be, and then you can either write out the correction scale, or you can write increase 2 units for every 5 above, say, 150, up to, say, 18 units. So it's really important to include that maximum amount of units that you want them to take with every meal, and then use that as your calculation dose for the day. So say your max dose is 20 units per meal, 3 times a day. You want to give them enough insulin so that they have that 60 units per day for the month.
Wow, so you've hit so many important points today. Remember that when you're writing for insulin, you have to choose between vials and pens. If you're using vials, you'll need to write for syringes of the right size to match the dose. If you're writing for insulin pens, make sure you add pen needles. And for any of these prescriptions, make sure that you add all the necessary supplies and that you have a diagnosis and that they're taking insulin on that, so those supplies can get covered. This is such an important topic for primary care providers, and I imagine they'll have to watch this a couple times to get all the details, because this was chock full of important details. Thank you so much today for your time and your expertise.
Thank you.